Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I figured we'd finish off a Friday. I almost said Thursday. We finish off a Thursday a week with the song that's
Friday.
It's a Friday.
You just said Thursday after saying you were about to say Thursday.
We'll finish off a Thursday here. With a song that's been stuck in our head. So, like, while we're having, like, we've had, like, several, like, station meltdowns, things like that happen this week that we all got through and we've built so much character this week, Luke.
We have.
But in the background has been this head stuck in our, this song stuck in our head the
earworm.
Whole time.
It's an earworm.
And it gets in there. Tommy James and the Shondells dragging the line. And I like it a lot.
I think when I'm walking around, I'm just walking to this beat most of the time.
Yeah, pretty much. It helps. It honestly helps.
That's what it is.
It's really nice. It's good. It's good. It makes me feel... you know what? I feel fine.
You feel fine. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. With Luke and Brian. That's Brian over there. He's broadcasting from the Waukesha Studios on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. I'm here in our Madison Studios, the Solidarity Realty Studios, on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent with us on this Friday, 844-967-2789. Up next, Brian, we got a friend of ours calling in. We got Hawk here in Madison calling in. Hawk, what's on your mind today?
Oh my God, how do you have that noise just like randomly at your fingertips? Like I don't understand.
I saw you called and I'm like, oh, I gotta get the screech up.
Oh my God. Well, for those who don't listen to your show all the time, the great thing is you can just call in and talk about the most random stuff and it totally makes sense to you two weirdos. To do that, my wife gets mad at me when I just don't make any sense. I just jump from subject to subject, but
it's all connected,
man. I think so. I wanted to click kind of like on a positive note, okay? Because there's a lot of like negative, bad feelings, war, that kind of stuff. But a couple weeks ago, I watched a TikTok. Yes, I watched TikTok. Don't be mad.
It's all right.
Don't be hating. Okay, but it was AOC, and she did a really good job of explaining. While there's, you know, crap in the world, and yes, lots to be sad about and angry about, believe it or not, there's a lot of good stuff going on, too. Like, stuff that we don't really necessarily see every day, little stuff behind the scenes. You know, there are, over the last couple of years, a bunch of union strikes have won. You know what I'm saying? Like, so while, yes, it can be easy to kind of, like, take the negative stuff and run with that and feel that way, believe it or not, and she's right. The media and the corporate media want you to feel helpless. They do. They want you to feel like it's useless to fight. And I would suggest that you do the opposite. And she's right. You know, the powerful billionaires want you to feel helpless and not to fight. And so don't feel helpless. There's a lot of hope. And keep on fighting, you know? That's kind of my two cents, I guess. I don't know.
100%, man. And it goes to the, I mean, again, talking about being connected, let the owners, okay, you want to leave Milwaukee? Bye, Brewers. See ya. We'll get another team. It doesn't matter. We'll move on. It's going to be fine. Who cares? We're going to be okay. No matter what happens, we're going to end up fine. Look, there's war out there. There have been wars, and you're still around. People are still around. Imagine how many of your ancestors had to go and make it through all that crap to get to where you are right now. You know, it's going to be fine, guys. You're absolutely right, and AOC's right. And I just want to say it took me a while to realize that TikTok wasn't referring to Return to Oz. So, good for you.
No. And wait, anybody who wants to go on TikTok, you got to stay on it for a while because when you first got on it, the algorithm shows you a bunch of, I don't know, white girls dancing, okay? But as long as you keep on just flipping through it, it'll eventually figure your algorithm out, and it'll send you videos that pertain to you. I mean, maybe you like white girls dancing, and that's what
generally older white men tend to have, like, that's the default mode for all their phones and stuff.
Jeez. Yeah, like, there's a joke that, like, if you're on the first date with somebody, you should look at the TikTok and scroll through it, and it'll tell you a lot about that person right away.
Pretty much, yeah, that's how it works. That's how apps track you, and that's you get the same amount of information as Google does, and you get to, you know what? If only you could get to know someone as well as Google does. That's really what you really are looking for in a relationship these days.
Yeah, I'm already.
I don't know, Brian, do you really want to know people that well? I don't know if I want to know people that well. I don't know.
It selectively, yes.
Selectively. That's the important part there.
I agree. Selectively. That's the best word to use there.
There's a lot of things I know about a lot of people I cannot unknow.
Yes. No, you can. Just, I don't know, smoke a lot of cannabis and you'll forget about them.
I'll keep trying.
Brian will take that assignment very, very seriously. Appreciate the call,
Hawk. You're right. That's now my mission. Thank you so much, Hawk.
You have now changed Brian's life work. That is what it will all go towards now. But I'm not a big TikToker because I'm already hopelessly addicted to Twitter, and I have a probably unhealthy relationship with that one. So I don't know if I need to add another app into the equation.
I'm thinking about going off on the Dueling Tangents Twitter hotline because
it's all yours, man.
I might because I'm getting good at trolling, but you know, my cousin got on, he went viral with like 100,000 views on one of her TikTok feeds because she was sorting out sprinkles.
Yeah,
she could this one sprinkles that she really liked. She couldn't find them anywhere besides this variety pack,
and so she sorted them.
Sorted them, and people. Like hundreds of thousands of people were like, yeah, sorting sprinkles. That's the thing.
That's it. No, yeah. See, but apparently the algorithm picks it up and says that, yeah, hundreds of thousands of people want to watch that. And I don't know if I necessarily need to add, like I said, another app that would know me so well. Because Twitter, it's bad, man. I try to cut it. I'm working on it. I've been improving on my New Year's resolution. I've been using it less, I believe.
My best friend got rid of his Facebook account, and he's a different human being and so much better of a person.
I believe that. 100%. That tracks because, yeah, the apps aren't necessarily great, and I agree with Hawk. There is a lot to hope for in the weekend coming up here because, folks, it's Friday afternoon and the Badgers play later, and there are good things happening in the world. Like Hawk said, we got labor negotiations winning. Get the MLB Players Association coming to terms with the owners. John Deere had a huge union contract earlier, end of last year. Things are improving. Things are looking up. And up next, we got the Devil's Advocates. This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. And have a great weekend, folks. See you on Monday.
Constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good. And it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
Do you want to have a catch, Luke?